Hello guys, and welcome back to another Morning English Podcast. I'm Dave.
Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So what if we want to buy a car or a house or an apartment? We always need to have money.
I don't have it.
Yeah, okay, so then you need to go to get a loan from a bank.
没错，今天呢就要跟大家聊一聊，当我们没有钱的时候，但是想买车买房的时候啊，我们要付的这个首付啊、分期啊、按揭啊、贷款呢，应该怎么说呢？如果大家想要收看这期节目的双语版本的文字笔记，可以在我们早安英文的后台回复笔记两个字就可以了。
So the first vocabulary we need to know is income. So income is the money received, especially from work or through an investment you made,
就是收入。
比如说 to get the house of your dreams, you need to have a big yearly income.
对，如果你想要有梦想中的房子呢，首先你要有非常好、非常可观的年收入。
Now, let us say you do not have enough income to secure you. You might need to go get a loan. So, a loan means a verb which a person, lends someone something for a period of time.
Yeah.
They either pay you back orThey tell you to give back something in return.
And most people who go for buying houses or opening businesses, you would normally go to bank for loans. Loans, L-O-A-N-S,
就是我们所说的这个贷款，找银行来借钱。
I went to the bank today and I asked for a loan. They said it is impossible for me to get one because of my income.
Why you ask for a loan? Are you going to have a business?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
Hire me.
No. It's my business.
好，刚刚呢，对照了一个句子，他说，他去银行，然后呢，想要借贷款，想要借钱，然后呢，对方就说 ，That's impossible, 不可以，因为你的 income, 你的收入太低了。
Mm-hmm.
But Day, I always hear the word mortgage. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between mortgage and loans?
Well, loans, you typically go to a bank and they give you an amount of money where you just pay back or they take it from you.Or you go to jail, basically.
对，其实呢，这个 loans 就是直接你去找银行借钱，而 mortgage 呢就是按揭，就是你可以按照这个月份啊，每个月给银行来还钱。那大家现在最近都在说 ，I can't just quit my job, I have a family, a mortgage, and bills to pay.、
Mm-hmm.
就说哎呀，我不喜欢我的工作，但是呢，我又不能辞职，因为我得养家呀，还房贷呀，还有各种账单。所以这里的 mortgage 就是每个月的房贷。
Now, what if you get a loan or mortgage? You have enough money to buy the house. Your next move is to be paying a down payment.
对，我们刚刚提到的这个 mortgage 就是每个月的按揭。在还按揭之前呢，你可能已经有一些的积蓄了，我们就可以把这些积蓄用来当做 down payment 首付。
Down payment is a kind of payment you would pay the dealer as a guarantee. Like, let's say your house would cost $10,000 and the dealer
would... I'll buy this house.
Yeah, the dealer would ask you to pay $2,000 as the down payment.
对，我们经常说的这个首付 down payment, 比如说你现在需要一个房子或者是一个车，你现在呢可能要付三成，这个三成啊就叫做 down payment.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a loan from the bank and they pay the mortgage every month to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another problem. How do we get a loan from the bank?
This is a very serious problem if you have a terrible credit score.
没错，就是你的信用卡记录如果不好的话呢，也特别不好贷款。
The bank must assess your personal information.
所以当你要贷款的时候，这个银行啊会 assess, 就是去评估你的 personal information, 你的个人信息，还有你的 past loans, 就是你过去借贷的一些情况，以及你的Assets, 就是资产 and any other relevant information, 就是其他的一些相关的信息 such as your credit scores in order to approve your loan.
So guys, we told you guys a very, very complicated situation and what type of money and payments do we have. Now, let's do a quick recap of what we took today.
我们一起来复习一下我们今天学的一些和这个 money 有关的一些词。第一个呢就是 income, 就是收入。
To get the house of your dreams, you need to have a big yearly income.
对， yearly income 就是年收入。想要买到梦想中的房子呢，首先你要有非常可观的年收入。
Number two was loan.
贷款。
Ask for a loan.
就是借款。
I went to the bank today and I asked for a loan.And they said it is impossible for me to get one because of my income.
没错，可能收入不够，特别残酷的一个事实啊，收入不够的话呢，可能就不能贷款。The next one is mortgage, 就是按揭。
Mm-hmm.
For example,
I can't just quit my job. I have a family, a mortgage, and bills to pay.
就是我不能离开我的工作，我的养家呀，还有还房贷，还有各种账单需要付。所以这个 mortgage 就是每个月还的这个按揭。
Down payment.
首付。
Your house would cost $10,000 and the dealer would ask you to pay $2,000 as a down payment.
对，这个 dealer 指的是经销商，比如说你的房子啊，只需要$10,000，然后这个经销商呢，就会说要付$2,000作为首付。
Getting a loan is a very serious problem if you have a terrible credit score.
对，如果你有 a credit card, 就是信用卡，并且呢，你经常就是不还钱，然后有信用问题的话呢，就是 terrible credit score. 那这样子呢，你可能就申请不了贷款了。
The bank must assess your personal information,
你的个人信息,
past loans,
你的过去的贷款记录,
assets and any other relevant information,
你的资产还有你的一些相关信息。
Such as your credit scores in order to approve your loan.
尤其是会检查你的一些这个信用度来确定来决定会不会给你这个贷款。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情。请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
All right, guys, that is it for today. We hope you learned a lot and we hope you can buy the house of your dreams.我是 Day,
我是木木，希望大家都能买到梦想中的房子。我们下期见啦，
拜拜。